Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here, and we turn to a series of events these last weeks that look to have a pattern where we're headed. Mr. Trump, using the presidency, has issued direction to the National Guard, several units from different states, and also to the national security apparatus, which includes ICE, the DEA, the FBI, to clean up the District of Columbia of the homeless, of the undocumented, of the criminal class, and of the mayhem that are carjackings. I'm told these things. I've not been to D.C. for 4 years. I did spend 50 years in Manhattan, however, and I was thinking back for how I would present this. I was mugged twice by Knife Point. My apartment was ransacked twice. Once my faithful dog woke up and scared him out the window. I was a fifth-floor walk-up. You know, I wrote novels. You're supposed to be in a fifth-floor walk-up. In the summertime, you leave the windows open. And I saw lots of mayhem on the streets when I first arrived in the 1970s. One night, I saw a man beating a woman on the street at 111th and Broadway. Yes, that's right. If you know Manhattan, 111th and Broadway, you can't get close to that for less than $1 million today. Once upon a time, there was violence on the street and nothing happened. I saw a woman run down a corner of 110th and Broadway and nobody came to rescue her. Nothing. Nobody. There was general fear in the 70s and 80s. And it transformed itself over the years. But recently, I'm told, under the last two mayors, Mr. de Blasio, and now the rest of Mr. Adams, the sense of anxiety on the street has come back. So what is to be done? Germanicus, I turn to you because these are domestic matters and the emperor has complete control. Although there seems to be some debate about the federal government showing up with resources and a mission to clean up a city. Can you help me understand what it is that is encouraging political voices to speak against the president's intention? Because everybody I know who lives in Manhattan, whom I talk to now, raising their hands saying, hurry up and get here. So why the opposition? Where does it come from, Germanicus?
Well, it's both reflexive, like tapping your knee, but it's also built in, it's baked in, it's hardwired into the mind state of blue, of the Democratic Party, in that Mr. Trump is the core around which the party blue revolves, and all meaning is in reaction to things that Mr. Trump does. And so their entire raison d'etre, reason for being, is rooted in responding to things that he does. So anything he does is immediately declared to be an act of fascism, and the U.S. is going down the way of all previous tyrannies, or becoming like Putin's Russia, whatever that means. And therefore, anything he does, no matter how well supported it is within the framework, the legal framework of our constitutional order, it is still decried. And yet Americans, ever since the George Floyd riots and with the tumult and chaos that was unleashed in terms of unfiltered and unregulated illegal immigration, combined as well with a rise in certain kinds of crimes, especially in certain cities, In Washington, D.C., for example, it's been carjacking where you have teens who are armed with firearms, carjacking and kidnapping essentially the drivers of those cars. That is a shocking sort of crime wave. It brings to mind these cinematic memories of Bonnie and Clyde, for example, in a weird way. And so people want some succor from this. They want some relief. And it is within the scope of the president's power to intervene. I mean, especially in D.C., which is really governed under federal law, so that there is an easier pathway to deploying a National Guard in D.C. But that goes for any part of the United States if it is possible to declare an insurrection. And according to some legal authorities, it isn't even necessary to declare an insurrection. It's a bit murky, but there are major limits to what the president can do with federalized militia, meaning National Guard. And he can't enforce federal laws in another state or city. But the presence of such forces to maintain order is one of the powers that he has.
How long until he gets to Los Angeles to clean those encampments up? Everybody in L.A. is waiting. They all want it to happen. They just don't want to talk out loud about it because it would be...
Right. The same is true of Baltimore, I'm sure. Baltimore really needs some intervention. And, of course, he's been pricking Pritzky, as it were, with the promise, not a threat, but a promise, to do this with Chicago and for Kathy Hochul to do it with New York City. So will he do it? Now, here is an opportunity to step back and look at the larger strategy and its objectives in pursuing this particular pathway. And the fact is that putting the National Guard into Washington has been a huge win for Mr. Trump. And carjackings, for example, are down by 83%. I don't know what that means in the larger scheme of things in terms of how we measure crime rates, but it certainly hits the spot with a lot of people. And it completely outmaneuvers blue. The Democrats are in now almost eternally in the situation of being known as the pro-crime party. And they don't help their cause out at all by constantly reminding people how pro-crime they are. And this had become a litany on the part of judges and attorneys general releasing people who had committed crimes, and the entire defund the police moment has boomeranged so badly on the Democrats. But it took this turn of the screw or the turn of the stiletto by the emperor to really bring it on home. And now it's like black and white. The question here is, if he pushes it too far and it looks like an overreach, or power grab, or somehow the deployment of the guard looks, heavy-handed. Blue tried to make that happen when he put a few guardsmen in L.A., and that failed because they weren't doing anything, and there were issues and problems. And so as long as he's able to do this deftly, with the proper restraint and the maximum presentation value so that it becomes a kind of theater that continues to shame Democrats as being the party that promoted crime across the U.S., it will be spectacularly successful.
What about the homeless camps?
Nobody likes the homeless camps. We've talked about that. Cleaning them up is universally applauded. And the option for managing the homeless that was pursued, as we spoke, by Gavin Newsom and others, the Karen Bass, it just racked up billions of dollars that went to nonprofits, and no homeless person effectively was housed. In New York, you had hundreds of millions, if not billions, spent on putting illegal immigrants and homeless people in high-class hotels that had vacant rooms. And that all backfired spectacularly. So the cleaning up is a known win. And Giuliani did it in the 90s, and he set up the revival of New York City for the period of the early 2000s. And it was really quite noticeable, if not spectacular. And of course, his successor, Mr. Bloomberg, followed Giuliani's practices to the letter.
Germanicus, it's Michael Vlahos. I'm Gaius John Bassler. We're observing this debate right now. It's turned to Baltimore. I believe the mayor of Baltimore, some official has said, we don't want you here. D.C. residents, CNN has a poll saying 8 of 10 D.C. residents oppose President Donald Trump's ordering the federal government to take control of the city's police department. That avoids the issue of the homeless camp and of the mayhem and the disrepair on the streets. And I understand D.C. is a town that votes solidly for the other side. However, New York, again, I state clearly, I'm a 50-year veteran. I got my graduation papers. Everybody who has property in New York wants it cleaned up. Everybody who has property in California, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco wants it cleaned up. And the president is in line to do it if he continues. We're going to come back and talk about the powers of an emperor and the lessons you learn from an emperor or a king. It's not going to sit well with the founders, but then again, they had a very narrow view of the world. Only a handful of people living in America in 1789 could vote. So were they Democrats? Really? When we come back. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Londinium. I'm John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.